author of the article is none other than Jan Vermeulen. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Great to chat to you. First of all, how significant is significant? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. Unfortunately, with all these cyber incidents, there's very little information in the initial days after they disclose. So we don't know which ransomware gang hit them, if they were hit with a ransomware gang, or if it was some other kind of attack. All they said it was a data breach, which is usually distinct from a leak that seems to indicate that it was somebody with unauthorized access of data. But furthermore, the incident caused the website and app to go offline and also disrupted internal operational systems, it said. And so that seems to indicate some kind of ransomware attack. That disabled some of their systems and was trying to hold them to ransom. So when we're talking about significant, having a ransomware gang in your systems and being able to shut down your stuff is very significant.
When we talk about a hack on an airline like this, like SAA, is that contained within the commercial area of SAA, or does it pose a danger on some level to airline safety?
So it shouldn't have an impact on airline safety. So the systems on the aircraft themselves are isolated. Still the good old days of no internet access and so on, and real-time operating systems. And the real danger would be if somehow somebody got into the airport systems and disrupt the instrument landing system. That could pose a threat for aircraft coming in for landing or on approach, if you can mess up the air traffic control somehow. But I've not really heard of incidents like that. So no, this is the commercial side. So bookings, cancellations, moving your ticket, that sort of stuff. There might have been last minute seating disasters, but nothing that would compromise the safety of a flight itself.
So in terms of this type of attack, let's assume it's ransomware, and I hear that you aren't 100% sure because we don't have all of the information yet. This means obviously it's criminally based. How common is this in South Africa at the moment? Because I hear a lot of anecdotal stories around it, but it's very difficult to know how significant a problem this is or isn't.
Yeah, it's become a huge problem. Just on the stories we've reported this year, I counted like a dozen or so.
Wow.
And that's excluding a bunch that we haven't reported on yet. Where we're still in contact with people who have been compromised and ones that fly below the radar, where people are still trying to get away with not disclosing to the information regulator. Here's the list I built while I was writing this article, just to give people an idea. Cell C and MTN were targeted by ransomware attacks this year, in the last 12 months, like in 2025.
Wow.
The South African Weather Services was attacked, which also impacted the aviation industry. Accurate weather reporting is incredibly important to airline safety. And the marine industry, which is also a safety issue there if you don't have accurate weather reporting over the ocean. Very early in the year, a company called GovChain suffered a breach. There was a company called Claim Expert, which notified people about a breach. That was the company that Pick and Pay used for its vehicle license disc renewal service. And so there were a couple of 10,000 people you know, pick and pay customers who might have used this license disk feature whose data was compromised. The auditor general flagged possible fraud at the compensation fund, which was allegedly due to user accounts being compromised to steal money from the fund. Pam Golding suffered a data breach that was pretty significant. And Astral Foods, that's the largest real estate agency, by the way, and the largest chicken producer in the country. And then there was the hack last year where the Social Security Agency, its SRD grant was being defrauded en masse. So, these kinds of attacks are becoming really prevalent in South Africa. And it's not just, companies who haven't taken proper precautions. There's companies whose bread and butter is IT that have been hit by stuff like this. And so that I think should be a warning to everybody, including our government agencies, that the time for winging it with regards to cybersecurity is no longer sufficient.
Do you recommend a plan of action if a company is hacked, if they're being held ransom because many will say, well, you know what, the money that I'm being charged actually obviously is horrific and outrageous, but I'm going to pay it because it's worth getting my business back online rather than reporting it or doing any. What is the protocol? What should a company do if they are compromised?
Yeah, exactly right. So it's often you look at the amount that the ransomware guys are charging, and you go, "That's cheaper than the revenue I'm losing."
Right,
so then
exactly.
You try that, but that's a huge risk because there's no guarantee that they will actually give you the means to get your systems back online.
Wow.
They can just take your money and run. So you are banking on the honor of thieves to actually. Supply you with a decryption key. Then all they give you is the decryption key. Then you still need the skills to actually use that decryption key to decrypt your systems and get them back online. They definitely have plans in place. And obviously it depends on the level of exposure of your business and how dependent you are on systems like this. The thing to do is to plan ahead of time. And there are companies in South Africa, cybersecurity firms, specialists, who offer cybersecurity response services and the stuff leading up to that. So to minimize your risk of suffering an attack like this. So vulnerability testing, penetration testing, perimeter scanning, all kinds of stuff like that. Those services are available here in South Africa. There are incredible skills and knowledge here in South Africa. So for people to contract this kind of expertise out. And so you don't have to necessarily hire a cybersecurity expert in. You can contract out and get those skills
right.
That you need. And having a plan is extremely, like, especially a data recovery plan. So if you are suffer a ransomware attack and you are locked out of your data, that you've got some kind of offsite backup. Because the other kind of thing that we've seen is these ransomware guys break into the system and they encrypt your files, but then also any attached backups they can find. And so if you don't have an offsite backup, then you could still be up the creek without a paddle. And so having a proper data recovery plans in place so that if you suffer an attack like this, you can go, okay, we've lost our backups, but we've got the offsite backup, so get that and let's get this thing back online. So the time to do that is before an attack.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah,
so,
because otherwise you're
don't
in
wait
panic
until you
mode.
Suffer one first. 100%.
Jan van Rulen, thank you.